I had three roommates.
Marge!
In Brooklyn, in the last place where I lived. And essentially, one of the rooms was always posted on Craigslist. And I had convinced a friend of mine to take the room that kept rotating. And this was the first time in my life that I had convinced somebody who knew me to live with me. And so I was really excited. And I didn't know my friend Lindsay that well at that time, but I was excited to get to know her better. And at that point, I'd been in the place for a while. I felt comfortable there. The other roommates were named Tim and Michelle. And Tim was the kind of guy who was really quiet and so laid back that, like, for example, he didn't even notice when there was a huge ant infestation in our house that was originating from his mattress on the floor. And like, he was the last to notice. He just didn't care. So you imagine he wasn't so great at like keeping up the household. And Michelle wasn't either. She was, we eventually became really close, but her obliviousness to other people's realities was just unparalleled in my experience. She would meet somebody for the first time, and by the end of the conversation, she would rope them into, like, people like us, you know, for people like us, on any topic. And she wouldn't realize the whole time that she was the only one talking. So she also wasn't as attentive to the house as I was really the only one there until my friend Lindsay came. And so I was excited. Also because I felt like I associated Lindsay with this group of friends that I had who were kind of activist-y in a way that I wasn't, but kind of wanted to be next to. People who cared about things like Palestine and queerness and recycling, and to me those are all kind of the same because I'm not an activist. So I was really excited to have her there, and she'd been there a little while, and then I think I was alone when I first encountered the leftovers in the refrigerator, which had clearly been there for some time, and no one would claim them. You know, I tried to get a hold of everybody. It was like, is this your food? I was afraid to look inside because I found it just deep in there, and I didn't even know how many roommates back it could have been, and it was so scary, honestly. I couldn't face it. In the meantime, Lindsay hadn't been around much, actually, because it was the first fall of the Occupy movement, and she was between jobs and spending a lot of time there on all kinds of different panels, bringing home interesting news. And she'd actually been volunteering for that period, lending her support, listening to the stories of a victim of sexual assault at the Occupy movement. This horrific thing happened, and she stepped in, and she was by this person's side this whole time while they were in the hospital. And so she wasn't around that much for the leftover drama. She obviously was dealing with a bigger issues. So, you know, I let a day go by. Then obviously I had to deal with this thing. I scoured it like I've never scoured anything before. Even the actual plastic was gross. Somehow it was bumpy. It was cloudy. I don't know what happened to it or where it came from. But I like covered the smell. I took the trash out right away. I covered the smell by making curry. And then I had leftovers and I had this clean Tupperware. And I like put my whole head in to make sure that it still didn't smell, and it didn't smell. So I used it and I put it in the fridge. And then, so the next day I get home from work hungry for curry and it's gone. It was gone. And again, I asked my roommates, nobody would give me any information. And of course I'm suspecting either Tim or Michelle, who don't notice anything. Michelle, who will pour cereal into the bowl and miss, and pour the milk in the bowl and miss, and then still not notice that both things are on the counter. So I look everywhere, and then I did find it in the trash. And it was like right on top, and it was right side up, like it was presented there. So eventually it turns out, you probably already figured out, it was Lindsay who threw it away, thinking, I'm coming home, I'm doing a good deed, somebody has got to take care of these leftovers. And not even thinking, because she's been so in this other world of pain and trauma and living through that with this other person, this complete stranger to her, that it just was totally out of her mind. And then the thing that really stopped her and made her take a minute and take care of herself came out after I discovered that she had thrown away my leftovers, because she thought it was so funny. She looked like a dinosaur, like with her head coming back, just paralyzed with laughter. And like in that kind of hysteria, this other flow of emotions finally came out, and she told me like about what she had been doing, even though she was supposed to keep it secret. And we ended up being a lot closer in the end.
I need a revolution, my own revolution, my personal revolution. Baby, I need a revolution, my own revolution, my personal revolution.